It's dusk and the Santa Ana winds are whipping through the parking lot of the Thousand Oaks Teen Center. Dan Porter is standing next to his parked car, looking at the smoke from the Woolsey fire drifting above the Santa Monica Mountains. The 78-year-old man is calm. In fact, he's especially calm for someone who doesn't know whether some of that smoke could be coming from the mobile home he's lived in for more than four decades.
Well, it probably hadn't sunk in yet.
Porter lives in the Seminole Springs Mobile Home Park. It's off of Mulholland Highway between Agoura Hills and Malibu in the Santa Monica Mountains. He says he was aware the fire might head his way and came up with the plan.
I had a, I don't know if you call it a premonition or not, but that night, the night the fire started, I said, I'm going to take a dry run here and see how I would get out of here. So I packed everything I had, the paperwork and a few belongings, and took a dry run up to Canaan and the freeway. And Lord, I saw it hit north of the freeway there on Canaan and, well, Canaan and the freeway. I just parked there and watched that fire burn.
Porter says he had a front row seat as the fire raced across Highway 101 in the Agoura Hills area.
It jumped the freeway. And when it jumped the freeway, that was it. That's all she wrote. Because it gets south of the freeway, that stuff hadn't burned for, Lord, I moved to Seminole in 73. In 73, I went through the fire in 73. No problem. So I wasn't too worried about it. But man, this one just went right through the place.
So what started as an effort to figure out what to do if the fire moved its way turned into an evacuation.
My dry run was my evacuation run. I got to go to Kaiser Permanente. I got COPD, and they just give me a new bunch of pills I'm supposed to take, and I didn't take the list with me. And I got legs that are swelling, so I don't know if your public wants to hear all that.
He admits his vigil is a lonely one. Porter's been staying at the shelter at the teen center in Thousand Oaks for the last three nights because he has nowhere else to go. Porter is a widower with no relatives. The mobile home park lost a number of units, but Porter doesn't know one way or the other whether his home survived. He says he's trying not to worry about things that he can't control.
You come to a stop, you try to take it a step at a time, and that's about it. You can't think too far ahead because you don't have a mailing address and you don't have a phone number, so you're actually homeless.
Porter then gazes off into the distance at the mountains as the smoke from the fire drifts into the sky. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.